Frank Lloyd Wright, The Guggenheim Museum. Wright's last work was one of the most significant of his career. The Guggenheim Museum was built in the residential heart of New York between 1943 and 1959. It has the form of a spiral-shaped natural organism, probably a shell. At the same time, it represents the ideal relationship between simple and complex forms. It's simple because the spiral is basically a single floor that turns around itself, while at the same time it is complex, because it suggests a pathway without a precise beginning or end, suggesting the infinite. The Guggenheim Museum is built around a helical structure that expands as it rises upward and ends under a majestic glass dome. Wright intended the visitor to feel progressively catapulted into a suspended dimension in which the works displayed along the walls of the ramp from an artistic itinerary which visitors experience as they climb towards the sky. Light is of primary importance in the relationship between the works on display and the building. It enters the museum directly through the large glass dome that covers the rotunda, and indirectly through narrow continuous skylights that follow the spiral ramp.